Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for these Wrangler Fall Sports Specials as we are in round 6 of 10 at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada. Aaron Sinigini, Navajo cowboy that is a former world champion in the team roping, led our Indian contingency with a 19-5, placing 5th in the round in the team roping tonight, picking up over $6,700. Defending world champion team roper Navajo Eric Rogers did not get a time tonight, nor did his partner Navajo Derek Begay in the team roping. Oglala Lakota Shane O'Connell has been riding very well throughout the week. He has placed twice, but he has not really drawn the greatest horses all week. He finished about 8th place tonight, not in the money, with an 83. O'Connell is 14th in the world, has won $107,000 plus in the season and his earnings here in Las Vegas. Aaron Sinigini has won most of the Navajos. He is in 5th in the world with $134,000 plus. Derek Begay is 10th in the world. He's won over $121,000. And Eric Rogers, former world champion, $98,000 to his earnings. The winners in the round look this way. North Dakota's Ty Brewer was 88 points on Calgary's Stampede Bucking Horse by the name of Tootsie Roll to win the $26,230.77 that each round pays in each event. Canadian Curtis Cassidy was the fastest in round 6 with a quick 3.6 time in the steer wrestling. Tyler Wade and Cole Davison won round 6 in the team roping with a 3.9 second time. Court Shear of Nebraska on Mo Better Rodeo Company's Sioux City Sioux, along with Zeke Thurston, former world champ from Canada on Powder River's Miss Chestnut, split the round. Each contender was 89.5 in the saddle bronc riding. The tie-down roping was won by Caleb Smith with a 7.6 second time. Barrel racing saw South Dakota's Jessica Routier finish second for the third night in a row. Haley Kinsel was the fastest in the cloverleaf pattern with a 13.63. The bull riding competition was very entertaining as Louisianan Dustin Boquette scored 91 on Hilo Pro Rodeo Company's bucking bull called Divinity. The leaders in the world standings look this way. Trevor Brazil moved to the top of the list in the all-around standings. Tough Cooper is second. Bareback bronc riding is led by Tim O'Connell. He's got $227,000. Utah's Caleb Bennett in second. Canada's Curtis Cassidy from Alberta is leading the steer wrestling with over $184,001 here at the NFR and during his season. In the saddle bronc riding, Ryder Wright, defending world champion, is the leader from Milford, Utah, with 4 rounds to go. It is quite a race in the tie-down roping as Louisiana's Shane Hanchy is on top of the list. The leader in the bull riding is Sage Kimsey from Strong City, Oklahoma, with over $358,000 won, obviously a season earnings record. We had an opportunity to visit with Curtis Cassidy, Canadian, after his efforts in the steer wrestling.
Great steers, the one Scott Gunther won the go-around on a couple nights back, and probably was more nervous having that steer tonight than any other one in the herd because I knew that Scott made a heck of a run on him, was 3-3, and I was just like, I know I got a good one, and I need to stay aggressive and try to make as good a run as possible because Scott Bulldog's good, and I didn't want to take anything for granted with that steer.
Court Shear and Zeke Thurston have this to say after splitting the saddle bronc riding in round number 6.
You know, I don't ever look at standings, and I don't ever look at average, world, nothing like that. You know, usually by the end of it, we do our job. They'll tell us who the champ is.
There's a lot of rodeo left, and you just got to do your part, and, spur them out, lift on your rein, and set your feet, and that's about all you can do. That's about all you got control of, and, they'll tell you who wins at the end, but it's been a lot of fun. We've had a really good week.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.